Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
We're talking about 50 Shades of Grey this morning. And we've got some tickets up for grabs for the movie. In order to win them, you've got to tell us about romance gone bad. Because famously, Christian Grey doesn't do romance. You tried it once, and it went horribly wrong. Best stories, win some tickets to go and see 50 Shades of Grey at Cineworld for free. Fourth One, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Linda from South Queensferry.
Hello, Linda, what are you saying?
Well, years ago, I had a man out for dinner one night and had a romantic time. And
I think Linda's putting on her sexy voice for this story.
I think she is,
yeah. He went to put the light off and I put some candles on and I had a freezer in the cupboard. And it wasn't until he went away I noticed he put the freezer off and the light and all my frozen food was ruined. And then, the funny thing was, he worked in Iceland, a frozen food shop, and I didn't have the heart to tell him when he phoned the next again day, so I never ever told him yet. But the strangest thing after that, a couple of years later, I found out he went away with another man.
Oh, Linda, we need to send you a 50 Shades of Grey just to cheer you up.
Do.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, Linda, bye.
Bye.
Fourth One, hi.
Oh, hiya.
Hello.
I'm Vicky from Rosyth.
Vicky from Rosyth, right, Vicky. Bad romance. When romance goes bad.
Oh, God, it was so embarrassing. I decided to do a really romantic meal, Valentine's Day, as you do. Got everything done. I was all dressed up in the right kit. Bent over to be provocative and farted.
Way to kill the mood, Vicky. You would be quite that funny, Vicky.
How did the night end?
Well, actually, it didn't end well because luckily he has got a sense of humour. And like, I was laughing so much, he had to laugh or cry.
Vicky, I'm quite scared to send you to see 50 Shades of Grey, but we're going to give you a pair of tickets anyway.
Oh, that's fantastic, Boogie. Oh, that's brilliant, thank you. You're going to have to spit up at me on Boogie on the boat as well.
Oh no, you're not coming on the boat.
Yeah, I am.
What's your story, Pauline?
I'd been out with this person a couple of times and he said, oh, do you want to go out on a Saturday afternoon? And I said, yeah, that'd be nice. So I was to meet him at a pub, met him, and he gave me a box of chocolates. And I thought, oh, this is nice. And then he said, a wee while after a couple of drinks, he says, I think we'll go to somewhere else. And I said, oh, right, where are we going? He said, I want to go to a football match. And I thought, oh, that's really romantic. I thought, right, okay, he likes football, I'll just go along. So we went along, we got to, it used to be turnstiles then.
Yes.
And we got to there, he went through first, paid his money, and I went to walk through behind him. And obviously they only let one person through at a time. And of course it didn't move for me. And I sort of looked, he was on the other side, and I said, wait. And he said, you've got to pay the chap. And I was like, what do you mean? And he said, well, you have to pay to get in. And I said, well, I don't have any money. And he said, oh, well, I've not got enough either. Here's my car keys. Just go back and sit in the car and I'll pay you. And I was flummoxed. I didn't know what to do. So I ended up taking the car keys, walking back to his car, sitting in his car for nearly 2 hours, eating my box of chocolate until he came out the football match.
Who was it? Who was the football team?
I don't know if I should say, but it was in Leith.
Okay. So what happened next, Pauline? I mean, did you see him again?
Well, yeah, I did, because we've been married 32 years.
Oh!
And can I just say, he still doesn't have a romantic bone in his body. He forgets birthdays, anniversaries, apart from his own birthday,
yeah.
He remembers those. He cannot remember an anniversary, anything, any dates of even his children's birthdays, he doesn't even remember.
Oh, Pauline, it's well, terrible. Listen, you'll not have to worry about Valentine's Day being ruined this year because Hibs are playing on Friday night.
That's a brilliant story.
Great call. Listen, we're going to send you and your husband off to see 50 Shades of Grey at Cineworld. Well done.
Oh, that's great. Maybe I'll learn something then.